Good morning. Welcome to Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. God bless you. Amen.
Oh Lord, my Lord, when I in awesome wonder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. We are here this morning to confess how great you are. In our lives, you are great, greater than the greatest, mightier than the mightiest. You are worthy of our praise. And unto you alone we return all the glory, praises, honor, and adoration for the gift of life and for the grace to see the beginning of a new week. Accept our praises, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. We shall be praying from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40. We'll be reading verses 27 to 31. Isaiah 40, 27 to 31. Why would you ever complain, O Jacob, or whine, Israel, saying, God has lost track of me. He doesn't care what happens to me. Don't you know anything? Haven't you been listening? God doesn't come and go. God lasts. He's creator of all you can see or imagine. He doesn't get tired out, doesn't pause to catch his breath, and he knows everything inside and out. He energizes those who get tired. He gives fresh strength to drop out. For even young people tire and drop out. Young folk in their prime stumble and fall, but those who wait upon God get fresh strength. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and don't get tired. They walk and don't lag behind. Let us go before the Lord this morning. Have we been complaining in any way? Thinking God has forgotten us, God has forsaken us, thinking God doesn't care about what happens to us. Let's go before the Lord this morning and ask for forgiveness. Father, in whatever way, in any area of my life that I'm getting tired, that I'm thinking, maybe you have forgotten me, maybe you don't care about me. In any way, my husband is having these thoughts, like Jacob, complaining, whining like Israel, thinking because of the situation we find ourselves, thinking that maybe God doesn't care anymore. Father, we come before you. We confess this sin of doubting you, sin of not believing in you because of what we are passing through. Father, please have mercy on us. Let us pray. Let us ask for our husbands. Maybe what is happening presently all over the world is making them to be giving up on God. Let us pray that the Lord will have mercy and forgive every of our acts of disbelief, of complaining, of murmuring. Let us come instead before the Lord to ask for his strength. The Bible says he energizes those who get tired. Let us pray in any area of our lives that we are getting tired, spiritually, physically, emotionally. Let us ask God for strength, renewal of strength to continue the journey, renewal of strength to continue no matter what. Let us ask this morning for our husbands. The Lord should renew their strength, that they should come to him who can strengthen them from the inside out. Let us pray this morning. The Bible says he's the one who gives strength to dropouts. In any way we are about dropping out, in any way we have even dropped out, let us go to God this morning to ask for strength. God, renew my strength. God, renew my husband's strength. For our children, the Lord should renew their strength to continue in this journey of life, to continue even to work stronger in him, to work stronger, to soar like eagles. That is what we have come before the Lord for this morning. The Lord should renew our strength. He should give us strength to continue to move on in the journey of life, no matter what it is, in whatever area of our lives that we are getting wearied, that we are getting tired. Father, we have come this morning for renewal of strength. Renew our strength. Give us new strength to continue the journey of life. Spiritually, Lord, renew our strength. Physically, emotionally, health-wise, psychologically, renew our strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us not to lag behind in any area of our lives. Unto you, who can give us strength, we have come this morning. Renew our strength, O Lord. Thank you, Father, for renewing our strength. Thank you for giving us new strength to continue the journey of life. Thank you, faithful Father. May you receive new strength for the journey of this week. Release upon us, O God, upon every member of our household. Amen.
You are listening to GospelBellsRadio.com, the Christian internet radio with a mission to engage the culture with the mind of Christ. Keep listening and invite others, too. God bless you.